Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Time to catch up with the Mindful Doctor. She's online with us this morning. Dr. Gabrielle Staniforth, good morning to you.
Morning, Neil. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We're going to talk about angiograms this morning, and it comes from a bit of a personal experience, not for me, but for a good mate of mine who didn't feel well and said, I better go get a checkup. They sent him in for an angiogram and then admitted straight into hospital and had a couple of stents put in. An angiogram is an exploration of the heart?
Well, it's an investigation, like an imaging of the heart, really. So it basically uses an X-ray and dye that's inserted into the vessels to see what your heart vessels are doing, how patent they are and how they're working.
Okay. How do you know you need one? Because it was only that he just said, I wasn't feeling great, so I just thought I'd better go to the doctor, and he suggested this, and then we did that, and then all of a sudden I'm in for surgery. So what are the signs?
Yeah. So it's a cardiac investigation, which means it's looking at how well your heart is being perfused, so how dilated the vessels that are leading to the heart are, and if there are any restrictions or blockages there, which obviously prevent the blood and then the oxygen getting to the heart that's needed. So it may be ordered in a situation if you've got someone who is experiencing chest pain that's most likely cardiac in nature. So any chest pain that can't be explained by any other thing, if there's a heart defect, or if someone's had angina or chest pain that has been investigated with other things before, things like a stress test, which is when you run on the treadmill and your heart function is assessed. If that comes back abnormally, then that may lead to an angiogram, which is more invasive than any of the other previous exams. So it's not something that you go into your GP and say, look, I don't feel well, or I've got chest pain, and that's going to be ordered straight away unless you're really unwell. Usually there's a number of different steps before you get there, and that does require a referral to a cardiologist.
Okay. Because, as I said, all the boys were gathered around and were saying, gee, should we just get one as a precaution? But it's not something you get as a precaution unless you have pre-existing signs.
Yeah. Usually it's because you've got some symptoms going on. But, there are certain underlying family history things or congenital abnormalities that might be there that may lead you to get one sooner rather than later. But for the general population, it's something that would be a stepwise approach, and you would have symptoms of some sort of cardiac disease happening before, if that makes sense.
Yeah, okay. All right, you mentioned it's quite invasive. What is involved in the procedure?
Well, it's not like a surgical procedure as such where you get opened up. You're awake during it, but it does involve having dye inserted into your vein. So it does involve a catheter going into the smaller veins in the arms. And then, to actually go up and have a look in like instrument inside the larger vessels, it does require a larger catheter going up into either the femoral arteries, usually. So it can be quite invasive, and because of that, it does carry, some significant risks that aren't common, but, they can happen.
Okay. And I guess with all cardio matters, it's all about keeping your heart fit and well to avoid any of this investigation.
Yeah. Definitely. And I guess it's really the things that are really important are, recognizing what risk factors you as an individual have and recognizing potential symptoms of cardiac disease. So if you can't avoid your age and you can't avoid your genetics. So it is important to know whether your family carries cardiac history with it, in particular anyone having cardiac disease or a heart attack in simple terms quite young, so less than 50. If there's a family history of high cholesterol in the family, that's also significant. And then those cardiac symptoms, which can be quite non-specific at times, just that general lethargy, shortness of breath, particularly with exercise or walking up flights of stairs, chest pain that's quite central, crushing, that is referred up to the left shoulder or the jaw, anything like that. Or if you've just got concerns, it's a good idea just to go in, have a chat with your doctor, at least once a year and make sure that everything's being covered and we're keeping you safe from a preventative point of view.
Yeah, absolutely. Good advice there. I'm with the Mindful Doctor, Dr. Gabrielle Staniforth. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Have a great day.
Have a great day too, Neil.